On April 24, 2020, Air Liquide published its revenues for the first quarter of 2020. To be highlighted, sales growth of 1% confirming its solid business model and the mobilization of the group in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's see what the main figures for this quarter are.
Group revenue for the first quarter of 2020 totaled €5,370 million. Despite the public health crisis, which considerably affected China, then Europe in mid-March, followed by the Americas and Middle East and Africa at the end of March, comparable sales were up 0.6% thanks to a strong business model. As the positive currency impact of 0.8% did not offset the major negative energy impact of -2.5% and the significant scope impact of -0.2%. Group revenue, as published, was down 1.3%. Gas and services revenue for the first quarter of 2020 reached €5,191 million, representing comparable growth of 1.1%, driven by the growth in healthcare and electronics. Engineering and construction, -44% on a comparable basis, was impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, which notably led to the closure of the Chinese Engineering and Fabrication Center and the postponement by a few months of several projects. Global Markets and Technologies maintained its excellent momentum and enjoyed dynamic comparable growth of 13.6%.
The group's efficiency gains reached €91 million and represented an 18% increase compared with the first quarter of 2019. The annual objective, which is now fixed at more than €400 million, has been maintained for 2020. In response to the public health crisis, an additional program aiming at readjusting fixed costs has been set up with a specific attention given to receivables collection. Cash flow from operating activities before changes in working capital requirements reached €1,196 million in the first quarter, i.e. 22.3% of revenue. It allowed, in particular, the financing of capital expenditure in line with the midterm strategic plan. Industrial investment decisions reached €673 million, representing a significant increase of more than 40% compared with the first quarter of 2019. Electronics reached a record level of investment and represented more than one-third of decisions thanks to the signing of major projects in Asia. Due to the spread of COVID-19 and based on information available at the end of the first quarter, around 25% of startups initially scheduled for 2020 are very likely to be delayed by 2 to 6 months. At the end of the first quarter 2020, the activity is recovering in China, whereas Europe, Americas, and Africa and Middle East are going through the critical phase of the public health crisis, for which the impact is expected to peak in the second quarter. Once the containment period is over, a progressive recovery is expected, particularly driven by consumption markets, electronics, and healthcare.
Commenting on the first quarter sales, Benoît Potier, chairman and CEO of Air Liquide, stated, "The first quarter of 2020 showed modest growth despite the gradual spread of COVID-19 around the world beginning in January and the implementation of business continuity plans by nearly all group entities. Sales reached €5.4 billion, of which 5.2 for gas and services, an increase of 1.1% on a comparable basis. The resilience of sales reflects the solid business model of the group, characterized by the diversity of its markets and its geographies, as well as by the significant proportion of long-term contracts in its business portfolio. Gas and services and global markets and technologies progressed, while engineering and construction sales fell sharply, mainly reflecting the postponement of construction projects for third-party clients to a later date. In gas and services, which account for 96% of the group sales, growth was particularly strong in healthcare, +10%, and electronics. From a geographic perspective, Europe and the Americas continued to post sales growth, while the Asia-Pacific region was more penalized by the public health situation, particularly in China. In the context of a global health emergency, the group is mobilized. It is taking an active part in the international support effort. Whether this entails supplying healthcare facilities with medical oxygen or ventilators, having committed to producing 10,000 ventilators in 50 days in France. In addition, a stepped-up cost containment program has been initiated to surpass the annual target of €400 million of efficiencies. In the first quarter of 2020, €91 million of efficiencies were generated. The cash flow was high, at more than 22% of sales. The group has also strengthened its position in terms of liquidities with a 1 billion euro bond issue in March that was wildly oversubscribed. The quarter's investment decisions remain high at more than 700 million euros. The total amount forecast for the year is maintained as part of a highly targeted approach. These investments will contribute to future growth and to reinforcing the group's efficiency. In terms of the health and economic environment, the most widely held hypothesis today is that the second quarter will be highly impacted by the crisis, followed by gradual relaxation of lockdown measures between the end of the second quarter and the beginning of the third quarter, depending on the continent. Assuming this hypothesis, and given our solid business model and the additional measures rolled out in 2020, Air Liquide is nonetheless confident in its ability to further increase its operating margin and to deliver net profit close to the 2019 level at constant exchange rates.
The full press release and the activity report related to the first quarter of 2020 are available on the website of the company, airliquide.com.